Hello there. This is Krista with episode number 69 on the Wag Out Loud podcast. Did you know that according to the National Sleep Foundation, that dogs sleep an average of 12 to 14 hours a day? Welcome to the Wag Out Loud podcast, where we are obsessed with bringing you helpful tips on canine healthcare, nutrition, and overall well-being. If you'd like to support the show, check out the amazing online events, products, and resources that I personally recommend on the Wag Out Loud website. I'm your host, Krista, and I'm super excited to be bringing you yet another tail wagging episode. A special thanks to our friends at Club Dig for sponsoring today's episode. I wanted to share with you a great way to keep your dogs healthy and safe. It's Club Dig, brought to you by the folks at Dog Is Good. Club Dig offers four great membership benefits for you and your pets, including pin paws for tracking and finding your pup, Whisker Docs telehealth for asking veterinary experts questions any time of day, RX Valet for super affordable pet meds and supplies, and WigglePon for online coupons and discounts for all things pet. For only $24.95 a month, you get unlimited use for all of your pets at an affordable price. Find out more by going to myclubdig.com. Hello, dog lovers. Are you up for learning something new today? I am so thrilled to have my friend Dawn Salapino with us, and she is the owner of Leash Your Fitness, the only company where your dog is your fitness partner for every outdoor activity. Dawn started studying natural living when her dog was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and since then has been on a mission to help dogs and their parents live healthier lives through movement and living a chemical-free life. Dawn, we are so appreciative of you being here.
Woohoo! I'm excited to be here. Your podcast is awesome. Oh. I learn something every single time I listen to one of them.
Well, thank you.
So thank you.
Our listeners are going to learn a lot today.
I'm excited. I'm excited to share what I've been studying for the last 3 years.
All right. Well, let's do this. We're going to talk about safe and healthy essential oils for your dog. So Dawn, can you first explain what exactly are essential oils?
Well, essential oils are from the plant. So they are the essential oils that come from different kind of plants or trees and their constituents that come from them. And so they're all natural, but they are chemicals. They're chemical constituents, but they're natural. So they're not like the toxic chemicals that you have in your home. And so that's the difference. They are called chemicals, but they all have certain, you know, if you want to get all scientific about it, certain like sesquiterpenes and stuff like that in them.
Let's get into
so
the good stuff.
We're not going to talk about that because that bores people. Yeah, so let's get into the good stuff, like how they work and which ones to use and all that good stuff.
Well, I know that aromatherapy benefits us as humans, both physically and psychologically, but the essential oil blends and aromatherapy products that we use on ourselves, they might not produce the same reaction in our dogs, right?
Right. You have to really be careful. I started using essential oils, like you said, when Jack, my dog, was diagnosed in 2018 with a brain tumor. And it came out of nowhere and he started having seizures and I was like totally blindsided. And I'm in the dog business. Like you said, I Unleash Your Fitness. So everybody started saying, you have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do this. And I had to find one person to listen to and that I trusted and all that. And I did. And her name is Nedra and she owns a company called Wellness for All Creatures. And she said, the first thing was you need to start using frankincense. And so I started using the frankincense oil. I bought a starter kit from Young Living. And the reason I went with Young Living is because they're the purest. They, you can go to their farms. You can see how everything's done. And back to your question, she taught me how to use them properly. And that's the big thing that we do is we're really, really, really into the education part of it for people because it's very confusing. Frankincense is an oil that will cross the blood-brain barrier. and it's really good for seizures for both people and dogs. But the difference is, for dogs, you have to make sure it's a very, very, very pure oil, which that's why I'm so happy that I went with Young Living. And you have to dilute a lot for dogs, because their sense of smell is 10,000 times greater than ours. True. So you can't just use the same quantity that you use on yourself. You have to really dilute for dogs. And that's what we teach people.
Who should people speak with when they want to know more about essential oils? Because to your point, they are chemicals. They are serious. Is it holistic vets and people like you?
Yeah, usually holistic vets will know about them. I have to say Western vets usually don't. As a matter of fact, we taught a class for my vet because she wanted to know, because we had done so much research and Nedra was so schooled on all this stuff and she's into the science part of everything. You know, we taught a class for my vet and a lot of her friends. Unfortunately, with the internet, you know, you hear all these horror stories like dog died and all this stuff. Well, usually that's because they're using way too much, or they're using a super hot oil like tea tree oil, or they're using a brand that a lot of the brands, unfortunately, that are on the shelves in the store, who knows what's in them? Because the word natural could be anything. That's like a buzzword these days. So even if it says it's all organic, that only has to be 5% organic to say that. And it can be organic, but the problem is what they do is they water down the oil so much, because if you don't distill an oil for the right amount of time, you're not getting the therapeutic benefits of it. So a lot of the store oils, they are so watered down because they're not distilling them long enough. They're distilling them long enough to get the smell, but they're not distilling them long enough to get the therapeutic quality of them. So that's why people are like, well, essential oils don't work. That's because you're buying cheap brands in the store that are basically just for the scent. They're not really for the therapeutic quality. So there's a lot to learn. Like you want to work with someone that you trust. And that's where we come in, because we are super into the education part of it. We want to make sure that you're using them safely. You're using the brand that actually works, and you're using them for the right things. Like rosemary oil, you know, you're not supposed to use that on a dog that is already having seizures, or frankincense oil really helps with that.
Okay.
So we help with that kind of stuff.
And what are some of the conditions that essential oils can treat in our dogs?
Well, we never want to say they treat anything. We want to say that they do help keep them above the wellness line for sure. We use them a lot for calming. And again, what we do is we don't just put the oil on the dog. We never do that. We always want them to make sure that the dog likes the oil. First of all, we don't even like it when people put oils like on their dog's collar, like they have these little things that you put on their collar, because if a dog doesn't like the oil, here it is stuck in their face the whole time. You know, we never suggest putting it in their food, because if you put something in their food and they don't like it, they might not want to eat their food anymore. So there's a whole, like, for instance, to answer your question, for my calming oils, like I teach dog yoga. So what we do is we make it super dilute. We put it in a spray bottle, spray my hands. We let the dog smell it. And then we just like massage it into the back of their neck. And it just totally calms the dog. We either use Stress Away. Most dogs love the oil Stress Away. It's a blend from Young Living. Some dogs don't really like lavender. That's another calming oil. But a lot of dogs don't love that oil. So we kind of test it out and see what they like. So that's one thing, is calming. Another thing we use it for is like inflammation. So there's an oil we use called Copaiba, and it's really, really good for inflammation. And there's another one we use called Panaway, and it's really good for pain. So a lot of the athletic dogs, or dogs that are, you know, had surgery, or maybe they tore their ACL or something, or they have arthritis, anything like that, we'll use that blend for those dogs. And that was my go-to. That's when I realized the oils really work, because I have a really, really bad neck. And when I started using that blend on my neck, I used to take Advil almost every day. When I started using that blend on my neck and it like took all the pain away from my neck, I was like, what the heck are these things? And I don't even buy Advil anymore.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So everyone always has like this one oil that it's like, oh, wow, these things really work. So it's really exciting to me when I share the oils with people and they get that oil, you know, it could be for hormones or sleep or snoring or pain, you know what I mean? So it's really cool.
And aren't some of the oils good for natural flea and tick prevention?
Yes. Yeah, so I always tell people they're really good for prevention, but once your dog has fleas, you don't want to mess with it. You want to kill those things because the fleas are just horrible. I just was talking to somebody about this yesterday. Fleas hate peppermint. So fleas, ants, any like little critters, they hate the oil peppermint. We have a spray that we make that we can spray on the dogs. You know, again, you got to dilute. You can't just put peppermint oil on your dog. So definitely for flea prevention, geranium is a really good oil to prevent for ticks. So if you're going to go out hiking or something, we have a little blend that we put together and it has geranium in it and you can spray it on your dog and before you go out hiking or something.
Love natural alternatives.
Another oil that I use a lot with Jack, my dog, when, because I, once he got diagnosed with brain tumor, I just started going crazy, like researching everything. And of course I changed his food and everything like that. He had some tummy upset and I used to have to give him Pepcid. I would like hate giving it to him, but he would be up and you'd hear his belly growling and making all these noises and I'd have to walk him all around the neighborhood. And he couldn't poop or anything like that. Well, then one night it happened after I got my oils and I'm like, oh, I wonder if this Digize would work. And I put some Digize and some coconut oil and I rubbed it on his tummy. He went outside, pooped, came back in. That was the end of it. And I never had to give him Pepcid again.
That's wonderful.
So, I mean, it's just really cool. And if you think about it, these are plants. So it's so, they're so much better than anything that's going to cause side effects or anything like that.
So how do we know which oils are safe and which are not, especially for our dogs?
Well, a lot of the hot, like we call them hot oils because they're just, they're just like cotter oils. I don't know how to describe that. Like tea tree, eucalyptus isn't a great one to have around your dogs, like at full strength. You can use any of them at, as long as you dilute and make sure that you're not locking, like don't put the diffuser on and shut the door and leave your dog all day long in the room. We always recommend you leaving the door open and let, if they don't like it, they'll leave. Another way we say to introduce them to the dog is like put a little bit on your pant leg or just open the bottle. The dog's sense of smell is so strong that if you open the bottle, they're going to smell it already. And they're going to tell you, you don't even have to just crack the bottle and just put it around your dog. And they're going to tell you if they like it or not. Like I said, like stress away, we were teaching this pet class and the dogs, it was so funny how much they loved that oil. It was like they couldn't get enough of it. They were like trying to lick the bottle.
Well, I know that you sent me calming and I love the scent and Winston does too. If I spray it on my pant legs, yeah. Like he's at my legs right now, just curled up and hanging out.
Yeah, that calming blend, it was so funny. I was teaching an essential oil class in my house one time and this guy brought this dog. And the dog was crazy. It was this puppy and it was running around my house. I'm trying to teach this class. And so I did that. I sprayed him on my hand and I rubbed his neck and the dog just like collapsed on the floor and like was totally relaxed. And everybody just was like, oh my God, is that normal to work out? I'm like, yeah, sometimes it totally relaxes them. It was so funny.
Oh, I love it.
Another good oil that we use, you know, for pet smells or anything like that. Like right now, it's raining in San Diego and my dog smells. So we have an oil called Purification and you can use that for any smell. Like, so if there's urine on the carpet or anything like that, that oil knocks out every smell. And it's great for bug repellent as well.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a blend. And see, now that oil, there is tea tree in that oil, but it's a blend and it's super diluted into the blend.
Right.
So it's not just tea tree by itself.
So if somebody was to use the wrong oil or too much of an oil, are the reactions from your dog similar to actually being poisoned?
Yeah. I mean, if you use way too much, the difference usually with oils, because oils are adaptogens. So like in people, if you use too much of an oil, you're not going to die. Like if you OD'd on Advil or something like that. Because the oils go in your body where they're needed. So if you take too much of it, you might get sick or anything like that. And same with the dog. But you're not going to die. Now, if you put a dog in a room and put tea tree in the diffuser and diffuse it all day long, yeah, that's not going to be cool. That's going to probably poison your dog. You know what I mean? Because there's not air circulating. Like anything else, you definitely don't want to overdo it. We always say start small, like one or two drops in your diffuser. That's it around your dogs.
Okay. That's good advice. And again, can you, because it was so important, if your dog does not approve, you know, just opening the bottle or sniffing it, you said that they're just going to walk away or walk out of the room?
You know, I've taught so many pet classes. Usually they turn their heads like, I don't like that. Okay. If they like it, they like kind of, you know, oh, what's that? Or they've tried to lick the bottle.
There's that.
And then sometimes, like, you know, just add another oil to it. Like with Jack, he really needed the frankincense for his brain because of the seizures. And, you know, I would add like the copaiba to it or something like that. He didn't mind frankincense. He didn't mind any of them, actually.
I think I read somewhere that you shouldn't use an oil for more than 2 weeks, that there should be a rest period in between. Is that true?
Maybe if you're using it like every day, multiple times a day. But I don't think that, you know, it depends on what you're using it for. But I don't think that it should matter depending on what oil it is. The main thing is you have to use quality oils. The oils in the stores, it's like everything else. It's like CBD oil. Like, you never know what you're getting. So you have to get from a company that you trust.
So is it like CBD is so unregulated that it's the same with?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's like supplements. Supplements aren't regulated either. So if you're not buying supplements from a company that you trust, you have no clue what you're getting. Right. Like, I know for a fact, Young Living, I've been to their farms. I've planted plants there in their farms. I've seen how they ship them. I see at member services. I see the labs. I see how they check everything. There is nothing this company does that I don't trust. So I don't have to worry about anything that I get from them. They even have an entire animal line because they even do a vet conference there on how to use the oils with your dogs. And they have horses and they have tons of animals that they use the oils on.
That's great.
The horses love the oils.
And if someone has never used oils with their dogs before, which one or two would you recommend that they start with?
Well, again, it would probably depend on what the problem is. If they wanted to try to relax, you know, that it's a tough one. Usually we always say lavender, but a lot of the dogs don't like lavender. The peace and calming, the stress away, those are really good oils that are very calming that the dogs use. They're blends, so the dogs usually like those better. It depends on if they have pain. We definitely recommend the Panaway and Copaiba. Like, those are really good oils. The frankincense, it's an inflammatory oil as well. So that's a good basic oil for a lot of things. And it's really good for the brain for calming as well. So, you know, frankincense is a pricey oil if you're getting a quality brand. But if you're going to buy one oil, that might be a good one to buy because it does so many things. Anti-inflammatory, it's calming, it's, you know, can help with sleep.
Good. Okay. And are there dogs maybe with certain conditions that should not be exposed to essential oils?
It depends on the oil and the condition. So like I said, rosemary is not a good oil to use if your dog's having seizures. So that would be one that you wouldn't want to be diffusing around your dog. So it would just depend on the problem. We have an entire Facebook group for pet stuff and Nedra leads it. And she like helps people with all that kind of stuff because I don't ever want to give medical advice or anything like that for people because everybody's different. Every pet's different. Right. And I do also want to just touch on cats because cats don't have the liver enzymes that dogs have. So you never want to use an essential oil on a cat because they don't have those enzymes to digest them. You can diffuse around them as long as they can get out of the room.
That's important. Okay.
Yes, it's very important. And again, you want to dilute. So we always, always, always recommend just one or two drops in the diffuser.
So the only two ways you should approach your pet with oils is either in the diffuser with just a few drops and or putting, you said you put it on your hands and then just rub their fur around their neck?
Yeah, or wherever. Like if they have hip pain, you could rub the oils in their hips, or you know, whatever their issue is that you want to. Or like I said, I rubbed it on Jack's belly. Depending on what oil you're going to use. And the problem with oils is it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. Because like I said, oils are adaptogens, so they go in your body where they're needed. So it's hard to say, well, this oil does this and this oil does that, because everybody's different on how your body responds to the oil. Right. That's why there's a starter kit with 12 different oils in it. And you can mix and match and all that kind of stuff.
That probably makes things a lot easier with the starter kit.
Yeah, the starter kit's awesome because it's half price, and it's a great way to, that's how I started, because it comes with a diffuser, it comes with the cleaner and all that kind of stuff. Another thing is, you know, just that people don't realize is you can use the oils to clean with. It's a very safe way to clean instead of using all these toxins, you know, people are using like Clorox and Lysol and all of the whatever brands they use. You can use essential oils, and they are antibacterial. And they do an amazing job. And we have a picture in our group showing all the different brands like Mrs. Myers and Clorox. And I forget what other brands are in that slide. And someone took the bacteria and they put it on the counter, and then they used all the different cleaners. And the Thieves brand totally knocked out everything, because bacteria can't live in clove and cinnamon. And that's the main ingredient in that oil. That's another thing, you know, that's safety for your dogs, because, you know, your dog's walking around on your floors. What are you cleaning your floors with? What are you washing their bedding in? You know, all this stuff. And I just went crazy after Jack got diagnosed. The very first thing I did was throw away every single one of my cleaners. I threw them away when I realized that one in two dogs are getting cancer. And a lot of the cancers are in the head and neck area. And that's because they're smelling all these chemicals that are everywhere.
Good point.
So that's the main thing that we use the oils for, is to replace all this stuff. Like, instead of having air fresheners that are full of toxins, and people are putting plug-ins at their dog's level.
Oh, yeah.
They're plugging them in, and that's right where your dog is. And they're just constantly spurting out all these toxic chemicals right in their dog's nose. Instead, you can have a diffuser going with plants, freshening your air, and you're getting the therapeutic benefit of the smell.
That's great advice.
And same with carpet fresh, like all that stuff. So instead of using carpet fresh, I use baking soda, and I put some essential oils in the baking soda, and I use peppermint, because peppermint kills fleas, or it's a flea deterrent. So I put that all over my carpet. I let it sit for a little bit, and then I vacuum it up. So instead of using carpet fresh that's full of chemicals, you know, that's a super easy way that you can use the oils.
I love it.
So even if you're not using them on your dog, you could be using them to detoxify your home.
Right.
You know, instead of using dryer sheets, that's one of the very first things we educate people about, are dryer sheets. Dryer sheets are full of chemicals, even the unscented ones. And you're washing your clothing and your dog's bedding and using dryer sheets. And so you're covering the bedding with those chemicals. Instead, you can get dryer balls, wool or alpaca dryer balls, and put the essential oils on the dryer balls. So you're still getting the smell like lavender, and the dryer balls help with the static, and they actually help your clothes dry faster.
That's a great idea.
Those are, like, when I teach my classes, those are some of the very first things I try to get people to do, is start getting rid of these chemicals in your home that you can use these oils for.
Well, Dawn, you have opened up a can of worms, a good can of worms. There's great information, and I encourage listeners to find out more about the benefits of oils. Where can everyone find out more information about you and the oils and Leash Your Fitness?
Well, you can go to my website at leashyourfitness.com, and it's leash like a dog leash. And I have a link right on that website for the essential oils.
Perfect.
So they can get more information on there, what you can use them for, and they can get some oils right from me. I can add them to my oil education group. Yeah, when people get the oils from me, they're going to get educated. I don't want people to get oils and not use them. And that's what happens, is people get oils and they don't know what to do with them. They're afraid to use them. They have no clue what to do with them. And they sit there and they don't get used. when you get them from me, I'm emailing you. I put people on an autoresponder email where they're getting tons of education. I have text classes, I have Facebook groups, and I also mail people books because I want you to be educated and I want you to use the oils. My goal is to get rid of all this, the toxic cleaners and the toxic chemicals, especially in your home.
Yep. Well, you're the oil coach. We appreciate what you do.
Well, it's not just me. And I have a team that we all work together in our specialty. Like I said, like Nedra's really into all the health stuff, which I'm not. I'm more into the, let's get rid of all this toxin stuff. That was my go-to after Jack got diagnosed. And I started doing all this research on why are all these dogs getting cancer? And that was my thing, the basis of me getting started in all this.
Well, I'm sorry it took that to get you interested in oils, but we so appreciate you being here and sharing your knowledge. Hopefully our listeners have more information and we've piqued their interest to learn more. So please reach out to Dawn, and she is a wealth of information. Dawn, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Stay healthy.
You too. Thanks for listening to the Wag Out Loud podcast. If you enjoy the show, please be sure to subscribe for free, and we'd love to hear your comments. You can find out more by visiting wagoutloud.com, and there you'll find great product recommendations, amazing online events, and fantastic resources. That's also where to visit our Bark About It page, where you can suggest topics, guests, or products. Be advised that this show offers health and nutritional information and is designed for educational purposes only. You are encouraged to do your own research and should not rely on this information as a substitute for, nor does it replace, professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your dog's health, you should always consult with a veterinarian or a nutrition expert. Have a tail wagging day. Catch you next time.